This is Susan Hidalgo Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Dudley Atkinson, MD. Dr. Atkinson is with Ochsner in Baton Rouge. He is a urologist with a medical degree from Tulane University School of Medicine. Dr. Atkinson was a resident physician with the LSU Ochsner Urology Program in New Orleans, where he was chief resident. Let's go to BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Yes.
Would you explain that one?
Sure. As men get older, the prostate is a gland that lives between the bladder and the urethra, and it's the mixing point for semen and also where urine flows through from the bladder on its way out the urethra and out the penis. And as men get older, their testosterone stimulates the prostate over their lives, and the prostate gets continually bigger. When a prostate gets bigger, it gets smaller on the inside. The tube where the urine passes through gets pinched down, and over a long period of time, some men can suffer obstruction from this and symptoms of difficulty voiding and difficulty emptying their bladder.
Is there any option? Is there treatment for this condition?
There are a lot of treatments for BPH. You know, in the old days, surgery was the number one option. And surgery could be done typically with a hot loop that would shave off the inside of the prostate and make that tube through the middle of it bigger. More recently, medications have been developed that can shrink the prostate by blocking the conversion of testosterone that affects it, and also by relaxing the smooth muscle of the prostate. So a lot of men now are treated with medications, and it's usually when the medications fail that we resort to surgery. And we also have surgical methods now that are not as difficult to do as they used to be and have less complications. For example, we now have a laser where we can burn away the inside of the prostate rather than cutting slices with a loop. And a lot of men find this a much more tolerable procedure.
How do you diagnose BPH?
Well, BPH is brought to our attention usually because people have bothersome symptoms with urination. A lot of men complain of getting up 5, 6, 7 times at night. Other men have a weak stream. It's difficult to feel that they've emptied their bladder, or they're going to the bathroom all the time. And every now and then a guy will come in the clinic who is just dribbling because he can't empty his bladder at all. And after a physical exam and a discussion of the symptoms and an understanding of how much they're bothered by all this, a diagnosis of BPH can be reached.
So you're trying to determine the severity of the problem?
Yeah, that's one of the places where you start. And you use something called the AUA symptom score. Some men have symptoms which are bothersome but not obviously related to BPH. And it's a tool that we can give men with a questionnaire. And over the course of time, we can see if their symptoms are getting better or worse. And we can also judge how well our medicines are working by how their questionnaire score is doing with time.
Low testosterone, can it be caused by many factors? And what would cause it?
Well, as men age, testosterone is reduced. And once you're past the age of 30, it goes down about 1% per year. So it's a normal feature of aging to have reducing testosterone. But you also can have testosterone reduction because of injuries to the testicles or infection. In particular, if you have mumps after puberty, you can have a reduction in testicular function. That's called mumps orchitis. People who have pelvic cancers often get radiation or chemotherapy that can cause low function of the testicle. Hormone disorders in general. If the testicle doesn't get the signals to work correctly, then it doesn't make testosterone like it should. Chronic illnesses or genetic conditions, all of these things can lead to low testosterone.
Weakening of the bones, osteoporosis and osteopenia, we normally think of women with mm-hmm. that condition. Mm-hmm. Do men have that condition?
Men do, but you see it less often and it's less of a concern. Typically, if a man has osteoporosis or osteopenia, it's in an older age and the causes are more occult. It's not as clearly linked to hormone imbalances as it is for women.
What about treatment options for low testosterone?
Well, there are a lot of treatment options for low testosterone now, and most of them revolve around supplementing testosterone itself. And we have prescriptions that can be provided for patches that you'd place on your skin or a gel that you would rub on the skin once a day. I give injections in my office to men on a weekly or monthly basis, depending on their need. Some men inject themselves at home as well, so it's possible to provide a prescription for testosterone for men who are able to do it for themselves. And we also have a treatment called Testapel, where we would place pellets under the skin. And this is very popular because it provides a nice, steady release of time-release testosterone over a 3 to 4 month period. And so it's very convenient and something we can do in our office without much difficulty.
Is that a surgical procedure?
It is a surgical procedure because we have to make a small incision and place the pellets under the skin, but it's very easily done.
Thanks, Dr. Atkinson. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. co-producer for Conversations in Medicine.